big changes are coming to the SATs. And not for nothing, Raven, but when I heard this, there was a twinge of jealousy, as if 16-year-old Anna would have been really relieved if I would have had these changes. So here are the changes that are coming to the SATs to make them easier.
As of 2024, students will only take the standardized test on laptops or tablets at testing centers. The test will be shorter, 2 hours instead of three. Reading passages will reflect a wider range of topics to make the test more culturally relevant. On the math section, calculators will be allowed.
Now,
what?
Let me understand this. Right. So, right. Calculators are going to be allowed. It's going to be shorter and it's going to be cultural, which is good. It'll be stories that people can relate to.
Yes.
But that says 2024. So right now, this year, when it's gone all digital already, that sounds crazy to me.
Yeah,
like, I mean, people can hack into my email and my bank account. What makes it think that anybody couldn't do this?
At the end of the day, like, I get it. It's the future and all these things have to change. And the SATs are terrible. So it's about time they made some adjustments on them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that would have been helpful when I really wanted to go to NYU. It would have been real helpful.
Yeah.
But I was like, what does this do for number two pencils and Scantron sheets? Like, they basically just go out of business at this point, right?
Well, that's it. Right now, you've got somebody at home that's, you know, they're thinking about their pension from their long career at the number two pencil place. And they know that this thing is over. Right? This thing is over at this point.
Ticonderoga? Was that the name of the number two pencil? That was it was like the captain pencil. If
I believe
you had the Ticonderoga, that was the one.
I believe
Raven, let's play. You're taking your SATs. These are four of the most common words you will see on your SATs. Let's see if you can use them correctly in a sentence
and
define
them.
All
right. I mean, I guess that's better than spelling, but okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Abysmal.
Abysmal. Let's see here. I wanted everybody to come over for my big playoff party this weekend, and it turns out that my living room furniture and the viewing of my television is just abysmal. Nobody would want to sit there to watch the game.
That is correct. Extremely bad.
Thank you very much.
I got an abysmal grade on my SATs, which is why I didn't get to go to Fordham. Number two. dubious.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying this right?
Yeah.
Dubious.
Dubious. Gosh, okay. I feel like I knew this one at one point. All right. So the excuse that they had given me for not showing up at my house on time for the playoff party was dubious at best. I mean, I thought that it seemed suspect. If you didn't want to show up with the nachos, just say so, buddy.
Good. Actually, I would also say correct. Dubious is doubtful, questionable. I hope I'm saying it right. Yes,
whoa,
dubious.
Oh, look at me go. Two for two.
Foment.
Oh, my God.
Foment.
Foment. Okay.
Foment.
Right. All right, foment.
Hurry up, Raven.
All right, the game started at 3. If you know you weren't going to show up till 4 meant, you could have told me, man.
Yes, well, foment, no.
No.
What are you, no? No, it means to stir up. So I guess the stir up problems, they foment. All right.
No.
But here's my favorite one.
Yeah.
My favorite one is locomotion. Locomotion is a real word.
Everybody's
doing a brand new. Do you know what locomotion means? Come on, baby.
It means movement, right? Locomotion means movement, active movement or something.
I just thought it was an old-time song that we used to do at weddings in 1993.
No.
Wow.
No, my sister can do it with ease, but right. Good luck on your SATs.